Rockford Landscaping.
Hey, is Lenny in by chance?
This is Lenny.
Hey, Lenny, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm good.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up here. You know, we had spoke here a few weeks back. Looked like you might be looking to upgrade some equipment there. You just kind of needed some time to kind of assess the business there and what you might need. I just kind of wanted to circle back and see if you had time to do so and if there was any needs there we might be able to help you out with.
Yeah, I'm dragging my feet some more. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm just going to hold tight for right now. Not sure what I'm going to do.
Business been pretty busy for you then?
Yeah, we've been really busy. I'm not sure what avenue I'm going to go. I thought about downsizing a little bit, and I just haven't made up my mind what I want to do yet.
I see. What's the discrepancy there between kind of upgrading and then kind of downgrading there? What's the ups and downs there on it?
I'm tired of working with employees because you can't get any good ones. And,
mm-hmm.
But buy more equipment, then that means I'm going to commit myself to some more years doing this, and I'm not sure if I want to do that.
I got you. Were you
at
maybe
the point where I can retire if I wanted to? And I don't know. I'm weighing it out whether I want to go through the headache of, you know, if I buy more equipment, I'm committed to do another 4 or 5 years worth of hard work. Or
yeah.
I could just,
have you considered selling the business?
Yeah, it's hard to sell something nowadays when, you know, you can't really sell customers.
Yeah, that's true.
I can sell equipment, but, you know, I can't really sell customers, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. my equipment's getting tired. I don't know. You know, it'd be hard to sell to sell it all and try to get decent money out of it, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. That is a situation there.
You know, if I had kids or something where I could hand it down to, it'd be a little different story, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. How many employees are you working with right now?
12.
You have 12 of them?
About
10 too many?
Good help's hard to find, I'm telling you. You know, it's just, everybody thinks they're worth $25 an hour, and, you know,
yeah, everybody
you give
thinks
them a little
they're
bit more, and they work good for about a month, and then they think they need more, and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
they're always looking to try to find something to get out of work or hurt themselves, and I'm glad work comp's gotta be off work 14 working days to be able to pull work comp. Otherwise, they'd all be trying to do that.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, so say hypothetically, saying business kind of ramps up for you, is that gonna kind of be your ticket out, or is that gonna be something you'd want to maybe use to motivate to take it to the next level? I'm just trying to see a time scale.
I don't know. I mean, my equipment's decent, right? I mean, I can get through the year for sure. I mean, it's not like it's falling down and it's terrible. It's just, you know, it's time to flip it. Otherwise, it's going to start costing me some money.
Yeah, yeah.
Repairs, you know, but if I commit to buying, you know, another $50,000, $100,000 worth of equipment, then I've got to be dedicated enough to, you know, go that extra mile. And,
well, yeah, you're going to be definitely pot committed there if you do
you
make
that. You know
what
I mean? I mean, once I sign on the line, you know, I'm committed. There's no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you get it in your hands, you know, it's not worth nearly what you pay for it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that goes for just about anything you buy nowadays.
I am not totally 100% saying I'm not, but I need a little bit more time to think about it.
No, yeah, I can maybe just follow up here in about another month or two, Lenny, and we can kind of just...
That. Give me another shot in about a month.
Yeah.
I'm sure you said you called, and she won't give my cell number out, and I'd fire her if she did, so don't think of her. Cause it's
no, that's completely fine. I'll give you another month or two. If anything does come up before then, I believe I sent you an email here.
I did get it.
You did get it? Okay, perfect.
Good,
so my direct dial's there in the email. If anything does come up before then, feel free to email me or you can just call me there at my direct line. Otherwise, we can just kind of touch base here in a month or two and just kind of see where you're at.
Right. Where are you out of?
We're actually down in San Diego. We're like not even 2 miles from the Miramar Air Base there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not the worst place to work, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're located there in San Diego. We've been here a little over 14 years now, so been able to definitely create some pretty long-lasting relationships there, and that's kind of why we were able to excel after the whole crash there in 2008, just because we already were solidified and we were kind of ahead of all these other companies here that just started up post-recession there. So
right.
We've basically...
That recession hit me pretty hard, too.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
took it on the chin pretty hard here.
people are
Three, four
still
years
taking a
ago.
hit from it, so
Yeah, I had
it's
to
just
crawl
a
out of a hole, you know, but I did. I made it. I crawled out of it. And
Hey,
we're back on the top of the rocks. So I just got to be very careful in what I do.
Yeah, I mean, you still kind of do too, especially with election year right now.
Exactly, you know, and
All
I've got a
these.
little bit, you know, I'm hooked up with that damn Obamacare, and that's just a joke.
Yeah.
They penalize you for not having it, and you get it, and then they raise it. It's raised 3 times since I've had it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's just the situation that it is right now, unfortunately. I'm hoping
It is. It's a
things really
mess.
turn around because some industries are actually really starting to see some growth here, and then the closer and closer we get to the holidays, it's like
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
just everyone's scared. But you know, it's the holidays; business is going to pick up. So,
Right.
I just it's a tough situation. I definitely get what you're going through. So, but
But I
no, I.
appreciate you checking in on me. But yeah, call me back in a month. Let me see what I
Yeah,
learned.
we'll follow up then, Lenny. If anything does come up, definitely feel free to reach out. Otherwise, we'll touch base then.
Sounds great.
All
Thank you.
right, enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.